The New Bridge. At the time when the people from Van Dans didn't have a bridge and were only connected to Lerins and Chagons, but not to St. Anton and Jetsmund on the right side of the river, they decided to build a new bridge. They collected the wood, but because none of the men was able to throw a rope to the other side of the river, they decided to chop down the tallest tree they could find. The tree fell in the water and floated away. The old owner of the Cronan Guesthaus said,
"If only the devil would come along and help us."
No sooner had he spoken the words than a figure with long horns came out from behind the fortified wall and started to speak.
"Oh, how stupid you all are. Listen to me. I will build you a bridge, but the first one to cross it will be mine."
The men from Van Dans knew it was ill-intentioned, but they talked it over, and finally the Cronan proprietor spoke.
"Agreed, Monsieur Devil. You build the bridge, and the first one to go over it will leave their hair."
The devil nodded and jumped into the water and disappeared. The men laughed to themselves and went home. The next day they all came back, but this time they had an old smelly nanny goat with them. The bridge was finished. All that was needed was the railings. They didn't think anything of it, and within a short period of time were able to finish it off. And then they pushed the goat onto the bridge. Suddenly the devil appeared, grabbed the goat from behind, followed it, and then he was gone. The devil, that is, not the goat. The goat was on the other side of the river and stamping his back feet as if nothing had happened. The chimney sweep from Van Dans said,
"That's what I thought. An old goat like that isn't even good enough for the devil."
Then he ran over the bridge, got hold of the goat, and brought it back, singing all the while,
"Yippee, yippee, a goat with no tail. You won't find something like that anywhere except in Van Dans. People won't believe their eyes when they see this."